Arnold Schwarzenegger's biggest rival in the race to replace Governor Gray Davis was Davis's Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. Now that Schwarzenegger has defeated him, Bustamante will remain Lieutenant Governor. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with him yesterday.
Cruz Bustamante got nationally known in this recall, and to many outside California, it might seem odd that he now ends up as Arnold Schwarzenegger's Lieutenant Governor. In fact, the two offices are separate, and it's not uncommon in California for the governor and his lieutenant to be of different parties. During his concession speech, Cruz Bustamante got a big laugh by urging the governor-elect to feel free to continue his career making movies on location and to leave California to his lieutenant governor. That was a joke, but, you know, seriously, how do you picture your relationship?
Well, we don't have a relationship right now. That will come. We talked last night. He indicated that he wanted to work with me, and I told him that if there's anything that I can do to help the state of California, that I'm ready to do that.
How do you think the Democrats will reach out to the new governor?
I think that people are willing to collaborate and cooperate, but they're not willing to capitulate. I think that the distinction here is that there have been very specific proposals that have been made by the Democrats in how to resolve the major issues that confront California. And Arnold has, the governor-elect, has not been forthcoming with specific ideas. And I think that once we see those proposals, then we'll have, hopefully, an opportunity to be able to work on the real problems of the state of California.
The Los Angeles Times exit poll found that nearly three-fourths of the voters thought that the state was seriously off on the wrong track, that the economy was doing either fairly badly or very badly, and that they disapproved of how Gray Davis was handling his job. What lesson, as someone who has been in political power, do you take away from that?
Well, as I've said, oftentimes there are politicians and elected officials that believe that the voters aren't very smart. Those politicians, they don't survive because the voters have a very simple way of letting people know who's really in charge. And last night, they demonstrated it. So I think they basically put everyone on notice. We want things fixed. We don't like the fact that we weren't able to retire because our 401ks are all messed up in terms of our opportunities to retire at this time. We've now had to take additional jobs. We're not getting the kind of jobs that we want. Our schools aren't at the place that they need to be. We're generally not happy. And I think that this was their way of clearly describing to the leadership that you need to start listening more and talking less.
Cruz Bustamante is the Lieutenant Governor of California, speaking to us from his office in Sacramento. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.
NPR election analysis and reaction are at npr.org.